Please stand for the pledge.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America, to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Play ball.
All right, first item on the agenda is the acceptance of the primary ballot printing. I know that all of the members of the board have had a chance to review the ballots in some detail and have individually signed off that chair moves that the ballots as they are in the forms of the ballots in the possessions of the vendor be accepted and ratified. Is there a second?
Second.
Any discussion? All those in favor say aye.
Aye.
Aye. Next item, Mr. Clark has a question or comments on the school's public question.
Yeah. Hello.
We need to give Mr. Clark a microphone.
Yeah, I'm Jim Clark. I guess my question or challenge is on the timing of the referendum. The primaries typically have low voter turnout. I think the last voter vote in the general election in 2020, turnout was like in the primary, it was like 27% for in-person voting and then 47% for absentee. So pretty low in the presidential year, the last one. But on the general election, you know, the turnout was 71% in the general election and 65% on the absentee ballot. So you had high turnover. So if you're pushing or proposing a tax increase that affects all the residents, then it seems logical to me that you would have it during an election where all the citizens historically and trends will tell you are going to show up, you're going to have higher turnout. So my question is, does the board have the power to determine, to decide whether or not you accept the May primary or push the referendum to the general election? Do you have that power as a board?
Well, no, sir. Okay. Indiana Code 20-46-1-14, Section A says that the referendum shall be held in the next primary election, general election, or municipal election, in which all registered voters who are residents of the appellant school corporation are entitled to vote after certification of the question.
Okay.
So the matter was certified on time by the first. It was petitioned by the school board. It was the numbers were validated by the auditor. The auditor signed off, and the state local finance division certified that all that was correct, and all that was done within the time frame. So it goes on the next election, whichever one that is, unless there was a request for a special election.
Okay. So then it's the school board's call, not the election board, is what I'm.
It's the school board's call to start the process, and it then becomes mechanical. As it's the next election once that process is completed.
Okay, good. Well, I appreciate the research. Thank you.
Okay, thank you, sir. Okay, We're going to go through some housekeeping matters here. Perlita, you want to just sort of go through, we'll just run through items 5, 6, and 7 at your discretion.
Early vote location and hours will be at Eagle Park, which is located at 1749 State Road 46 East. Voting will be Monday through Friday, 8:30 to 3:30, and then the two Saturdays preceding the election day. And voting will take place for 4 hours those days, with the polls opening at 9 o'clock, so it'll be 9 to 1 on those two Saturdays. The pay for the workers who are working early and absentee is $16 an hour. And then we have our primary day election sites, and they will all stay the same. So in Hamlin 1, it will be Sprinica Baptist. In Hamlin 2, it will be Hickory Ridge Community Center. Hamlin 3 will be Church of the Lakes. Jackson 1 and 2 will be at the Fruitdale Fire Department. Jackson 3 and 4 will be at the Jackson Township Fire Department in Holmesburg. Van Buren will be at the Southern Brown Fire Department. Washington 1 will be at the Pentecostals of Nashville, which is located at the corner of 46 and Mount Liberty Road. Washington 2 will be at Parkview Church of the Nazarene, and Washington 3 will be at New Life Church on 135. We need to take a vote on that. Or are we good?
Where was Washington 2?
Washington 2 is at Parkview Church.
Okay. Is the contact information the same as last time, as far as who to call and contact?
Yes.
Because I have a list of them.
Okay. Next on the agenda, we have.
Did you have a question?
No. Yes, if I may. Go ahead.
Want to?
Is this being recorded?
Yes.
Yes, so you better. Don't speak too loud.
Yeah. Have you considered having evening hours for any of the early voting days?
No.
No, it's not practical. With staff.
We have two Saturdays if they can't make it between 8:30 and 3:30.
Okay. Are the voting sites on the clerk's election website, or will they?
Not yet, but they will be. The only thing that is currently on the site is the early and absentee location.
We make this, what we're doing here is we're going to approve all this, then that'll be a recommendation to the commissioners. The commissioners will set it, and then it'll go on the website.
Thank you.
Really, I assume the same rules would apply as a normal election, like on Saturday, if somebody was in line at 1 p.m., they're allowed to vote.
Correct. As long as they're within the chute, yes.
Yeah.
April 8th is the last day for voter registration. Will the clerk's office be open that day?
Yes.
Because that's eclipse day.
No, we will not. No, we will not. We won't be able to get to the office. I can monitor that from home. I have a laptop.
So if it's online, but...
There will be no walk-ins, and there will be no paper being brought into the office. And the fact that we are closed on the 8th, all government entities in this county are closed on that day. That is on our website, so...
I agree, it's just a damned inconvenience that the sun and the moon have decided to coagulate at this moment in time.
Take care of that.
But since we don't have...
I've got it on my list.
Okay. Is it a state law that you have to close it on the 8th?
No.
You know, why couldn't we amend it until the 9th for the county?
That's what you put, Paul.
Are you talking about voter registration closing?
I'm talking about voter registration.
That is state law.
Yeah, that's...
We're not
going to change it.
We can't change that. We don't have the power to change that.
That's what my question was.
So I guess I would just ask to make sure that that gets sent to the newspaper and make sure that people are aware. Whatever can be done, put up signs to let people know they won't be able to walk in on the last day for voter registration.
They will be truly intrepid people.
If they try.
We'll give all reasonable notice. Mm-hmm.
All right, thank you.
Yes, ma'am. All right, I move that the hours that the clerk has given us, that the days of that the location and the days of early voting and the location for the for primary day, as well as the worker pay for early voting, be approved as laid out in the agenda. Is there a second?
Second.
Discussion? All those in favor say aye.
Aye.
Aye. Thank you. Okay, now, in coincidence, yes, ma'am.
What are the dates of early voting?
They're on this paper.
Mm-hmm. They're on the paper.
Oh.
April 4th is the first day, or I'm sorry, April 9th is the first day of early voting. And then the last day of... is May the 6th. We have to be open for 4 hours the day before the primary.
Deb, are you and Julie both able, I haven't seen, to do early voting?
Yeah.
Okay, great. Very good. Thank you. Okay, item 6.
Equipment moving schedule. All and done. Since we cannot feasibly move the equipment the day before the primary starts, let's pick a day the week before. So I was thinking April the 4th.
Yeah, that works for me.
Which is the Thursday before?
Yeah, if for this whole schedule here, we need to have the truck prior to that.
Now, so I have a question in reference to that. For just the early voting, do we need a truck? Do we need to rent a truck for that?
Not necessarily.
Okay.
Do you need to have equipment moved for being checked out at the jail? Is that done?
She's in the basement doing that as we speak.
That's taken care of.
Yes.
And then the public testing is going to be where? Here?
Here.
Okay.
On April the 2nd.
That's still April 2nd, so I've got on the calendar at 10 o'clock, bring the equipment here.
She will be here at 10 o'clock, so we probably need to get together, what, at 9:30?
9:30 at the jail or something?
Yes, sir.
The state will tell us what equipment to bring?
Yes.
We'll give the state... Election security.
9:30. Then I'm just trying to. I have to have all this written down so I get it done. So how about the training, the inspector's training, and the
that's all going to take place On April 29th and 30th, I think is what it is. The 29th and 30th.
And what will we need for that? At least one of the RBM pieces of equipment plus poll books for each table?
That will be up to Janet. She and her team are going to come and do the election or do the poll worker training.
What's the location for that?
The fairgrounds. So I will see Janet later tonight and again tomorrow. I will get with her on what she's going to need for that. So that and I will also let her know that I need her to decide which machine needs to come up here for testing. Or it may be that she'll just meet us over there, but I'll be in contact with you to let you know for sure.
Yeah, as far as what to bring it in. So from a logistics standpoint, if I recall in the past, we had the big truck by the time we did the test. Is that correct, Paul? Because they needed all kinds of equipment. They needed, that truck loading.
I think it's going to be just a matter of like it was down at Town Hall. I think she only needs one machine.
They had a whole set up for each precinct last time.
That was for the training for the poll books. We had each precinct had a poll book table, and they also had an OVO machine to open and close.
Right. We had it in the library last general election. But so, it seems like we had everything. We put it in the box truck, brought the box truck back, locked up at the jail, and then brought it back the next month. So we're not loading that stuff up and down. Because by the time that training's done, you can't get it back down at the jail because nobody's
exactly,
there.
Because there's nobody to let us in.
So it's either going to be locked up in a pickup truck somewhere.
I will get with Janet to find out exactly what she needs. And if that calls for a moving truck, then I will get that handled ASAP. Get it reserved. We won't be waiting till the last minute.
Yeah.
What kind of a truck do you want? I remember last time as I was riding along in between you two.
You've got to have a lift on the back, that's for sure.
It has to have a lift, and it's 18, 20 feet, and the ball is 24 feet. It's the longest one.
Yeah, but the last one where Kathy had last time, it took the whole truck, but I put it all in there.
Right, by the time you load everything up to take it out to the old bowling places, that truck is full.
So a cargo van wouldn't work?
No.
Okay.
So
I just wanted to ask.
So we talked about, the possibility that it would be easier to handle a smaller truck, but you'd have to make maybe as much as have two different routes.
Yeah, you wouldn't be able to get all the little ones.
Yeah, so you want
to have last time, you got to have it, because that took almost every bit of the room we had last time.
So you want a big truck. Good.
It takes a full day to load it, and you have to load it in reverse order that you drop it off.
Yeah, you got to combat load it.
Right.
Exactly. Hope everybody shows up to get their stuff.
That's why we need the names of who's supposed to be there, because if they're not there, we're in the bond.
The whole schedule gets set off.
Well, as soon as the party chairs all get that to me, I will have it for you.
Okay.
Well, so you're going to let us know about a truck and when to get it.
I'm going to talk to Janet about public testing, what she needs for that.
Public testing, I think we can just use a pickup truck.
Okay. And then
for your precinct testing and worker training.
You need a truck.
Because public testing, they'll advise us as to which machines by serial number to bring, and that'll be about, what is there, four, they'll bring four or five.
So where will be the trainer, for all the precinct people, where will they be taking their training at?
At the fairgrounds.
Okay. So I'm thinking we probably want to pick up the truck the 27th or 26th or something. And you'd have it pretty much through that first week of May.
The good news is that there's not going to be anybody else in that building at the fairgrounds. We won't have to pack it all back up.
Last time we packed it up in the truck just for security, I think. Or did we lock it in the fairgrounds?
We can lock the building, and I'll be the only person with the key.
We had
the only one key.
We couldn't keep it at the library because.
We couldn't have the room 2 days in a row.
Couldn't have the room two days in a row.
Packed the truck, back to the sheriff's office.
There's no live ballots in any of the equipment, so it's not like we're trying to, the equipment's been loaded and tagged, so I think it'd be, we could keep it there locked up.
Theoretically, Dan, if we didn't have to get that equipment moved back, we could probably take a couple, three loads in a pickup truck to that train, set it up, and it's gonna stay locked up overnight at the fairgrounds, and then load it back down the next day.
That'd be a lot easier.
Yeah, I think that would work. I mean, I think we had the truck last time specifically because we had to store that equipment someplace overnight.
Yeah, and we waited until the last minute to get it, to get the truck, and so we had to snatch it because it was the last one.
Yeah.
Whenever we got a chance to get it.
So the morning after the second training night, we'll need to probably get everything out of there, I would say no later than 10 a.m. because Mark Sturgill did inform me that he has the building rented to someone else that day, that afternoon and into the evening.
Okay.
So I told him that we would make sure, if we didn't get the equipment out the night of the second training, we would be there the next morning, and he said that was fine.
We'd probably have to have a big truck to lock it up in.
Yeah, we could be there in the morning, and I'll put this all on paper and send it around everybody again. So
you can probably pick up the truck first thing that morning, and then just take it over to the 4-H grounds and load up that equipment, and then go down to the take it over to the jail.
Pick up the box truck.
Yeah.
Oh, but if you want to pick up the box truck before the training.
No. No, I guess take that back. There's no use picking up the box truck until we need to load it up for the election.
Right. And that would happen May 3rd, so we'd want to pick it up. And I think what happens is, yeah, see, May 3rd is a Friday, because you have to deliver everything on a Monday, and you have to pack it up. It takes a day to pack it, so we'll need to pick up the truck probably May 2nd or 1st.
Yeah. That'd be better than the 2 weeks we burned last time.
Yeah, I think that was simply because we had to have a place to lock it up.
Yep, I agree. Okay.
All right.
Sherry, you got an issue?
Question.
Okay.
On the agenda, it says 2 p.m. for the public test. Is it 2 or 10?
Oh, I'm sorry. It's 10.
Okay. And just
10 a.m.
Okay. FYI, Emily Llewellyn from the high school is planning to bring a class to the public test. Again, so I think that's really cool, but will you have extra ballots that the students might be able to mark and run through at the public test? Is that an option?
Sure, we can do that.
Okay, would you not know?
Yeah. Well, I don't think we see any problem with that.
I mean, they do the planned packet, and the students were able to run that through last time, but they might be interested in doing some testing.
I don't know how they like to do it, but we'll ask.
If it's an option.
Because they can run them through in any event. It's just a matter of if you want them to mark the ballot and see what happens.
If it's an option.
The only thing is the whole reason for the test is because we know what the ballots say, and we want the tabulation to be what we already know what the ballots say.
Right. They would have to do it after the test is completed, is what I'm thinking.
It wouldn't prove anything.
No, just, but they can run an extra tape so the students can see how they voted. I'm just putting it out there as an option. I understand the test is priority and you have to do that first.
Okay, well, you ask again about that.
Just curious, Sherry, what age are the students?
I'm not sure if they're like junior seniors is what I'm guessing. It's probably.
Just curious.
Most of them were 17 years old down at Town Hall. There were a few that were going to be 18 by the election.
So we'll see.
Okay. And what time did you say the poll worker training is? You gave the dates, but what time?
I haven't picked a time yet.
It'll be, I'm sure it'll be in the early evening.
Okay. And you haven't come to this yet, but I just want to put out there is the next election board meeting is scheduled for April 9th, but that's also the first day of early voting. Is that what you, is that?
We haven't decided to change it yet.
Okay. Is there anything else to come before the board? Yes, ma'am.
Wondering about keys and, you know, going into the new place out in Eagle Park. So we'll either talk to you before that or meet you at the place.
So at the, at present, the maintenance gentleman will unlock the gate every morning. And Emily Tracy has agreed to give me a key. So I would just go over and meet you there every morning before I go into the office to unlock.
Okay. And then all the equipment will be there?
Correct.
We're going to move the equipment April 4th.
Correct.
We'll need filing cabinets that have locks on them to put the ballots in since there's no safe out there, is there?
I don't believe there is a safe. I'll get a cabinet moved out there.
Okay.
I'm trying to think if there's one underneath one of those desks. I'll go double check to make sure. If there's not, I will get one moved out there. Now, I will tell you, mail-in ballots, those will be handled in-house. You girls won't be doing those.
Okay.
So that'll all be taken care of in the clerk's office.
Which will make your lives a lot easier.
Yeah, yeah. It'll
make and
less cross-contamination.
We'll make the clerk's office a lot easier.
No.
We won't have the double thing.
But that's the place. That's the place to have it. And the only reason that we had the absentee board, the election board, voted to have the absentee board handle mail-in was because of the problems we had in the 2020 primary with initials showing up on the back of ballots that weren't made by members of the election board. And so to maintain the integrity of the election, the election board had the absentee board take care of that from that moment on in the primary, or certainly in the general, and then we did the same thing in 22.
Yeah.
But there's no good reason to do that unless the clerk's office is overwhelmed. And I think that the clerk's office, from what I can see, is a pretty well-oiled machine right now.
Thank you.
We got members of the clerk's office and the clerk and Mr. Kelly and I went over 2 weeks ago on a Saturday and straightened up the vault and or the cage and organized it and retented things that needed to be retented. Found the bag that had the steel seal with Kevin Fleming and my initials on it that had the ballots that the recount commission couldn't find.
Oh my goodness. 17 missing ballots.
Oh, no,
we found 17 missing ballots. We found them.
Well, they were right where they were supposed to.
They were sealed.
They were sealed, still sealed.
Nobody got in there.
Anyway.
In that steel drum, wasn't it?
Say what?
Was it a steel drum or a blue container?
It was in a blue bag.
Yeah.
Yeah. So, purpley blue. Okay, so if there's nothing to come else to come before the board, is there a motion to adjourn?
So moved.
I second. All those in favor say aye.
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 Meeting is adjourned.
I don't work.